All right, back at Nashville, let's go down to Rich Blum. Rich.
Joe, here with Dan Ford. Dan, a good run, came in third place, but you don't look happy.
Well, we were on the lead lap. There was only three cars on the lead lap. We had a couple of drivers out there. One of them, I think, was 30 laps down while he rebuilt his car in the pits. Another one was several laps down. I think after 300 laps, evidently their helmet was a little tight, cut their circulation off to their brain. They had nothing to gain by running up in the front. Come up. I may have bumped Zillin a little bit. Man had no business up there. Any professional driver would have known better than to be up there. So I guess that just tells you what kind of driver Zillin Phelps is.
All right, Rich, as we go to a break, maybe we can get the other sides of the stories. I didn't think there was that much of a story going on down there, buddy.
Well, now, page two.
All right, we're back at Nashville. Let's go down to Rich Blum. Rich?
Joe, we're here with Zillin Phelps. Zillin, what happened here at the end? Dan Ford standing there saying that there was a problem that people shouldn't, you know, that when you're that many laps down, you shouldn't be out there racing with the leaders.
Well, I think Dan Ford was a little... He was anxious. He was in the lead lap, and he was trying to gain some ground there at the end, but his car was all out of shape, and he was way over his head. He was about to lose it on his own, and Chad and myself, I knew Chad was several laps down, and I was several laps down, and we was trying to race for position. We stayed out of the leader's way. When the leaders got beside us, we gave them the outside, and Dan is just over his head. I did everything I could to stay out of him over there, and he cut... plainly cut down on me and lost it on his own. There wasn't anything I could do about it.